goes on. In star forward, Ernest Sanders is being recruited for dual sport volleyball by Michigan State, Penn State, Cincinnati, Central Michigan, as well as Indiana, Kentucky, and Washington State in football.
And that's quite a record. And I give credit to Beecher's coaching staff and administration for scheduling opponents outside Division III. Division I, Division II, makes no difference whatsoever who the Bucks play. Their schedule toughens them up for a Division III run, and it opens up to scholarships on the next level. That's great.
Beecher is currently on a 10-game win streak, which began back on January 29th. Their two losses have amounted to a total of just 6 points this year. Once returning to a Class C basketball for the tournament from their regular season opponents in Classes A and B, Flint Beecher has rolled through Burton Bendel, Flint Hamity, Burton Atherton, and their latest victim, Millington, on Tuesday with an average score in postseason of 73-43.
I was impressed on Tuesday night as to how Beecher methodically wore Millington down and then wowed the Cardinals with slam dunks that brought the house down. This gym has never seen the likes of a team like the Beecher Bucks.
The Patriots season for USA has been a win after a win after a win after a win. 39 regular season victories and 12 postseason wins since USA lost to New Lothrop back on February 28, 2017. They've only lost twice since then as well, both to eventual state champions. Since Mark Gainforth took over the program in 1997, USA has been knocked out of the tournament by the eventual state champion a total of 6 times. Redford Bishop Borges in 97, Detroit DePorus in 03, Olivet in 05, Saginaw Buena Vista in 06, Beecher 2 years ago, in Detroit Edison last year.
You know, while that's a lofty record, what it also says to me is always the bridesmaid, so to speak. What USA has done, though, is to prove that there's some really good played in the thumb, and eventually a thumb area team is going to break through and win the whole tournament.
Currently, USA on a 22-game winning streak. The last time they lost was 352 days ago in the state quarterfinals. This is USA's fourth bout with Beecher in 6 years. The Bucks took the first two in 2014 and 2017, but the Patriots got the last one, 59-55.
What we learned last year is that anything can happen on any given night. Beecher knows that too. And part of me wonders that if this game becomes close, as it unfolds, will glimmers of doubt enter into the heads from the kids from Flint? Stay tuned.
And stay tuned as well, as we'll return with your crystal ball forecast and starting lineups as tip-off from the Region 24 Championship is just moments away from Bad Axe, Michigan. You're listening to the WNW Sports Network.
The Thumb Area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. If you're looking to sell your home or relocate, call Tri-County Realty in Sebring. People know Tri-County Realty gets results. Dale Bolzman has a great reputation for finding a home or finding a buyer for a home. If you've been looking for that right property and haven't found it or need to sell your home, farm, or resort property, call Tri-County Realty. With over 20 years of real estate experience, client confidence, and loyalty, you can depend on Dale Bolzman or any of his sales staff to get the job done. Call them at 989-883-3130. That's Tri-County Realty in downtown Sebring, where they love saying sold.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their 3 cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everybody, from music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more. USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents, faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools. Go to the website, think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Madison Kasiba, senior here at Bannex High School with the national anthem. It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, John, I still have the overall season series 7-5 over you, but you won the last game, which means you go first.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really tempted to go with the USA Patriots by four. When I should have said that last year.
Yes,
but,
you should have, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to go with the Beecher Buccaneers by 15.
You're taking Beecher by 15. I'm taking Beecher by 16. And Las Vegas has Beecher favored by 19.5. Let's find out our starting lineups for the away team tonight. That would be the Flint Beecher Bucks in their away gray uniforms. A guard, number 2, a 5'9 sophomore, Kenyon Manifold. A guard, number 3, a 5'11 junior, Jalen Terry. And he's, of course, the Division I talent being recruited by Iowa State and Michigan State. Number 11, a forward, 6'2", junior, Ernest Sanders, the Division I talent as well. Dual sport athlete being recruited currently by Michigan State for both football and basketball. Number 12, a guard, a 5'10 freshman, Carmelo Harris. Pretty sure, though, he looks like he, not sure how he runs, Johnny, so skinny. And number 24, a forward, down low, a 6'3", freshman, James Cummings, the second. For the USA Patriots, coached by Mark Gainforth for 23 years, Steve Bone by his side for 21 of them. USA number 6 or number 2, a 6-foot senior, Tyler Heckroth. He had a big game against Beecher a year ago, not much though in this postseason. Nash Morton, the defensive specialist, number 3, he's a 5'10 junior. Number 5, Landon Zimmer, a hot hand on Tuesday, as he put in, just 26 points on 7 threes against Ithaca. He is a 6-foot junior. Number 11, the point guard, 5'10 senior, Micah Kramer. And number 15, the 6'2 senior, Kyle Most for the USA Patriots. USA coached by Mark Gainforth, the Flint Beecher Bucks, Mike Williams at 16 years for the head coach. In that time, he's had 14 winning seasons, all but two his first two seasons, and 5 state championships on top of that. The mystical USA chant fires up already. It is standing room only in a huge Bannex gym, and they're still trying to come through the door, John.
I'll tell you what, they're still packed out there in the hallway, and by the time they get in, it might be halftime.
A 3-man reffing crew tonight. 2 local names we recognize here, Daryl Wayner and Mike Delpierre. Not sure on the name of the third, unfortunately. Tipping off for Beecher in their gray uniforms, red and white stripe on the bottom of their shorts, red numbers, white outline, white Beecher across their... It's Ernest Sanders going against Kyle Most in their home white uniforms, and the tip is won by Beecher, and the Region 24 championship is underway. Over to the right wing to Jalen Terry, back up to the top to Carmelo Harris. Ernest Sanders to Kenyon Manifold. Now coming around the perimeter, keeping it red at midcourt. Jalen Terry calling out the shots for midcourt, being guarded by no one else but Nash Morton. Over to the right wing, Ernest Sanders goes down to the short corner, still dribbling, now to the free throw line. Looking to his right in the corner, Landon Zimmer guarding number 2, Manifold, for the long 2. And this one's way off the mark, but offensive rebound brought in by Carmelo Harris for Beecher. It's still 0-0. We've played 35 seconds. Jalen Terry against Morton, now at the left wing extended in front of the USA bench, left to right across your radio. Dribbling, gets a screen to his right from Cummings, the second. Ernest Sanders pump fakes from the right wing. Now a 3 from Manifold, left right wing, and this one is airmailed out of bounds, and it will be USA ball on the opposite side of their court.
Pair of threes going at each other tonight. Jalen Terry is being covered by Nash Morton. We're not surprised.
Not at all. Full court press coming from Beecher. This is no surprise either. Heckroth gets the inbound against Jalen Terry.